Blog Talk Radio.
Computer on.
Space, the final frontier. These are the voyages of the starship
Smelly
Enterprise. Its 5-year mission to explore.
That good health candy, baby.
You know him.
To seek
out new life and new civilizations. To boldly go where no has gone before.
It is time for the hottest show on the internet. It is Renegade Radio with your host DJ Smelly from the international
call. Interface complete.
I ain't got my Eddie Murphy's, y'all. Hold on a second. I'm going to kick y'all a little jam real quick to get things popped off, man. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And since I don't know what the hell the Eddie Murphy music at, I ain't going to play this shit. So, I'm stuck. You know what I'm saying? But it's all good. It's the end of the work week. So, yeah. We can pretty much do it like that. I'm going to get into a little Britney Spears. You know what I'm saying? Sitting to me by Harry Spears. You know, we still breaking exclusives. You know what I'm saying? Shattering records right here. It's Wrecking the Game Radio, man. What up with your weekend? It's the Friday edition. Hit me up, 347-237-5125. Twitter, text, Facebook, do whatever you can. You know what I'm saying? And keep passing this shit on, man. Because, yeah, we're going to have a good time today. You know what I'm saying? Just want to know, you know, what you got planned for this weekend. You know, you're going to be bounding, mounting, grounding, astounding. You know what I'm saying? What you up to? So, you know, we all going to find out what's going on around the world. And I mean the world. And see what's popping off. You know what I'm saying? And see what interesting events are popping off in your neck of the world. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So, back to back, Britney Spears exclusive right here. Starship Smelly Prize, you riding out. Record of Game Radio.
Supposed to grow. My cleavage wasn't right, no. My boobies, boobies, my breasts are completely full. And now my sweater's tight, yeah. Surgery, I want to be a D. Bigger memories, I want them to show now. No B-cups. My chest flatness was killing me, and I must confess, I paid for these, paid for these. I look 32, I'm just a child, I am a crime. Make my boobies one more size, oh baby.
We back to back, man. Hold on, I got one more for you, man. I got one more exclusive for you. You know what I'm saying? Britney Spears.
Xandino went to the pharmacy to get it for you.
Oh, you shouldn't have.
I had no choice, baby.
I fought it again.
Y'all already know. Got a little joke, man. Let me kick one of these little jokey jokes for you. This is provided to you by Arc Max Jokes. And, you know, it ain't some shit I'm just coming up with. Called Bad Coffee. Late one night, I stopped at one of those 24-hour gas station mini-marts to get myself a fresh brew cup of coffee. When I picked up the pot, I could not help noticing that the brew was as black as asphalt and just about as thick. "How old is this coffee you have here?" asked a woman who was standing behind the store counter. She shrugged. "I don't know. I've only been working here 2 weeks." Aha! Yeah, what the fuck ever. That shit sucked. Let me hit you up one more lame one. Mary's quotes. At a cocktail party, one woman said to another, "Aren't you wearing your wedding ring on the wrong finger?" "Yes, I am. I married the wrong man." Man. Here we go. A lady inserted an ad in the classifieds, "Husband wanted." Next day, she received 100 letters. They all said the same thing. "You can have mine." I got a million of these people. I got a million. When a woman steals your husband, there's no better revenge than to let her keep him. You know, marriage jokes, people. Hold on, man. Y'all know. I see, no, I be the wise word in the motherfucking building. Y'all ain't no man. Shouts out to, you know, everybody representing for the Blog Talk Radio host reunion. You know what I'm saying? 2009, coming up on 2010. We're going to do it again. Lord willing, you know what I'm saying? And do it bigger and better, more organized. And, you know. Got a couple more jokey jokes, you know what I'm saying? A little boy asked his father, "Daddy, how much does it cost to get married?" Father replied, "I don't know, son. I'm still paying." Yeah. Young son, is it true, Dad, that in some parts of Africa, a man doesn't know his wife until he marries her? Dad, that happens in every country, son. Ah, man, I got two more for you people. Two more wrapping this shit. Hold up. Just think, if it weren't for marriage, men would go through life thinking they had no faults at all. Yeah. And last but not least, women will never be equal to men until they can walk down the street with a bald head and a big gut and still think they are attractive to the opposite sex. Yeah, they catching up. Goddamn women around this motherfucker here, man. Shit. What the hell going on with all y'all obese women walking around here looking like Joe the Plumber and shit? Yeah. That sucks. Alright, all that sucks. No more jokes. Let's see. Doctor, an acquaintance of mine who was a physician, told the story about her then 4-year-old daughter. On the way to preschool, the doctor had left her stethoscope on the car seat, and a little girl picked it up and began playing with it. "Be still, my heart," thought my friend. "My daughter wants to follow in my footsteps." Then the child spoke into the instrument, "Welcome to McDonald's. May I take your order?" And, man. These jokes come from Arkamax Jokes, who proudly distributes 75 popular newsletters, including Garfield, recipes, Bible verses, gardening, and business success. If you'd like to subscribe, go to www.arkamax.com, and yeah, you can sign up, get you some little jokes, jokety jokes, even though some of them are pretty lame, but yeah, they'll send them to you. Let's see what the hell else I got here. What you got here? Just kick some jokes with Friday, man. Just kind of kick some jokes. Getting snow? No, I don't think that doesn't sound funny, man. Give me a joke, damn it. All right, here we go. We got a political joke. How about that? A member of the Senate, known for his hot temper and acid tongue, explodes one day in mid-session and begins to shout, "Half of this Senate is made up of cowards and corrupt politicians." All the other senators pled to the angry member that he withdrew his statement or be removed from the remainder of the session. After a long pause, the angry member accepted. "Okay," he said, "I withdraw what I said. Half of this Senate is not made up of cowards and corrupt politicians." Oh, man, that's enough corny shit, man. Yeah, getting a little too fucking corny. I'm in my damn email box, man, where I got, like, you know, 1,000 fucking emails and shit of bullshit. But, hey, you know, it's what you look at when you go into your damn email box. This is some bullshit. I got 100,209 emails, and none of you motherfuckers is worth any motherfucking thing. Thank you. Let me get that shit out of here. So, anyways, shouts out to Miss Derek. I see you good. What they do, don't do. You know what I'm saying? Welcome. Let me go ahead and welcome her to the show, y'all. Y'all hold on 1 second. Let me welcome Miss Old Darren to the show. Let me walk over here real quick. If y'all excuse me, hold on. Yeah, hit these keys. All righty then. Well, motherfucking Timmy's getting in my way, so I can't find my stuff. Sorry, y'all. Get your ass out the way, boy. What you doing, man? Sorry, y'all. I got the discipline, old Timmy. You know. Yeah, sorry about that. But yeah, we practice affirmative action right here on the Starship Smelly Prize, where, you know, we have, you know, less than the average thinking person. That's where we get Mr. Timmy from. And, you know, you hold it down, man. You hold it down real big. I appreciate all my retarded homeboys out there. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And don't forget, y'all, Tuesday time for a language. You know what I'm saying? On Tuesdays until February, we only got another week or something like that. And, you know, we're going to finish up learning African language, African language. We are actually on the numerals. So you want to come through and learn some numbers? Welcome you to come through Tuesday starting at 12 o'clock, 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. You know what I'm saying? We go into it, all different kind of languages. And coming up for next month, you know, I got a popping off French. We're going to be getting into the French. I actually got a close friend of mine who speaks French fluently, so, you know, she's going to be coming through from 12 to 1 and, you know, giving us some verbal lessons, you know what I'm saying, along with the lessons off of www.byki.com. That's beforeyouknowit.com. If you want to learn a free language, don't go paying for shit. If you pay for the internet, take your ass to www.byki. That's beforeyouknowit.com. You know what I'm saying? And they got free language learning software right there. So, you know, you can learn everything from A, B to Z. I don't care what you want to learn. It's going to give you everything you need. And if you want to follow along and you don't have a chance to go participate in the show, you can go to livestream. Yes, my live stream show. www.livestream.com/WDGE radio. And check that out. You know what I'm saying? I got live video tutorials, you know what I'm saying, that I actually, you know, record and stuff, you know what I'm saying, during the show. So check that out. Very informative, you know. And you want to tell, you know, call up and say what's going on with your weekend. What up with your weekend? Hit me up 347-237-5125, man. And it's going down. Don't forget this Saturday, Miss Computer Lady, I believe it's at 7 o'clock, we'll be interviewing this wonderful sounding lady. And this is Miss Shelly K, y'all. You know what I'm saying? We're going to play a little song from her real quick and get back into some more music talk discussion and all that good stuff. So it's the Friday edition of What Up With Your Weekend. Hit me up. Shouts out to everybody chilling out on the bridge, man. You was riding down with the Starship Belly Pride. This is Shelly K. You know what I'm saying? A remake of old school hits called Window Man. And yeah, that's how we do. Talking about right now. I'll be having, you know, say I'll be interviewing Miss Shelly K myself coming up pretty soon, man. You know what I'm saying? She's a very busy woman, and you know, I'm just trying to get in where I fit in, get an interview and everything going on. And since I got old Mr. Abby the Wise, one up in the building, you know what I'm saying? I still represent for all my peoples worldwide, you know what I'm saying? So, what we're gonna do now is go ahead and get to a little cut straight out of Las Vegas. You know what I'm saying? Las Vegas, Nevada. By the way of Jersey the King, man, you know what I'm saying? I ain't got no new cuts yet. So, goddammit, this is what the fuck I'm going to keep playing. You can't have it your way, so I guess that's why the fuck I ain't got no new music. You know what I'm saying? But fuck it. It's Jersey the King right here live, y'all. You can't have it your way. Like motherfucking BK. You know what I'm saying? Shit.
Jersey and the Patrol. Let's go. Always getting everything you want, then you act like I won't let you go.
know this relationship thing between us get hectic, but as long as it's us, let's stop all this fuss and fight, let's stay connected. And yes, I neglected all this trust in the time share I should have protected. But damn, my nigga loves your ass, but I didn't respect it. And all these lonely nights you spent crying, I wipe these tears from your face. And yes, we side to side, ma, but we in this turtle race. I give you a piece of my love, shit, you ain't never gotta wait. And you my queen, you got all my love, you ain't gotta get a taste. And I know you know kinetics, let's keep this love so this spark will stay energetic. Cause if we lose, then we both gon' end up regretting this. Let's stay ahead of shit, you out for the cheddar, and let's get it together. And I'm your umbrella, I'm here to shield you through any kind of weather. Whatever you want, I'll try my best to provide you with the things that you love the most, cause all my love is come from inside me. And I'm gonna stay side to side, girl, nothing you gon' be behind me. You's the love of my life, my future life.
You're always getting everything you want. Then you act like I won't let you go. Shout out, you know this one thing. My name ain't Nicky. You can't have it your way. You're always getting everything you want. Then you act like I won't let you go. Shout out, you know this one thing. My name ain't Nicky. You can't have it your way.
Yeah, that's right there. Boy, y'all give it up, man. Y'all give it up. Jersey the motherfucking king. You know what I'm saying? Doing a real big hole in it down. Shouts out to Pedro and the whole Herbal Mentality Brothers crew. You know what I'm saying? Doing it real big up there in Las Vegas, man. And, yeah. So, let me give y'all a little news, man. This ain't the nutty news. This is some serious shit. You know what I'm saying? You know, anybody got some peoples off in Haiti, man? You know, my prayers and condolences go out to your friends, family, loved ones, and all that. If you haven't heard from them, and if you have, you know what I'm saying? If you know what time it is, whatever, you know what I'm saying? Prayers go out to each and every one of y'all. We over here in Port-au-Prince, Haiti, you know what I'm saying? Where Haitians are fleeing their quick ravaged capital by the hundreds of thousands. Aid officials said Friday, as the government promised to help nearly half a million more move from squalid camps on curbside and vacant lots into safer, cleaner tent cities. Aid officials said some 200,000 people have crammed into houses, nearly swamped ferries, and set out even on foot to escape the ruined capital. For those who stay, foreign engineers have started leveling land on the fringes of the city for tent cities, supposedly temporary, that are meant to house 400,000 people. The goal is to halt the spread of disease at hundreds of impromptu settlements that have no water and no place for sewage. Homeless families have erected tarps and tents, cardboard and scrap as shelter from the sun, but they will be useless once the summer rainy season hits. The new camps are going to be going to places where they will have at least some adequate facilities. Rescue crews began abandoning hope of finding the final survivors of the magnitude 7.0 quake on January 12th. Thursday was the first day since the quake in which nobody was pulled alive from the ruins. We all hope that others have survived and can be found, but more days that go by without signs of life, the dimmer these hopes will become. Armies of foreign aid donors instead turned their attention to expanding their pipeline of food, water, and medical care for survivors. With extensive swaths of Port-au-Prince and ruins, more than 500 makeshift settlements with a population of about 472,000 are now scattered around the capital. Getting safe quarters could take weeks. These settlements cannot be built overnight. There are standards that have to be designed by experts. There is the leveling of the land, procurement and delivery of tents, as well as water and sanitation. The move will be voluntary and temporary. Which, that's a motherfucking lie. That shit ain't gonna be temporary. Wherever the fuck they put y'all motherfuckers at, y'all gonna be permanently there for at least a year or two or three motherfucking years. So, yeah. But, hey, at least you're getting the fuck up out of your bad situation, man. You know? Many people are trying to get out of the capital, often back to the farms or provincial homes of relatives. Many 200,000 have fled the capital, and many more are trying to do so. Walked across the capital and caught a bus to take his family from their collapsed home, and he slumped to a crowd in with a cousin in the seaside town of St. Mark, a two-hour journey away. Damn, boy, people just throw every fucking way around there, man. Jesus. And fucking Texas had the nerve to talk about them motherfuckers didn't need no aid and shit. You know what I'm saying? That's real fucking foul. Yeah, the engineer over in Texas, one of them damn parts I read on the Nutty News today. You know what I'm saying? They are actually, it's a whole team. You know what I'm saying? On hold, a search and rescue team on hold, and they're not going in because they talking about something. They don't, you know, it's nothing they can do. You know what I'm saying? And so it's pointless for them to go over there and give them some aid. So I think that's some bullshit. I think it's very disrespectful. You know what I'm saying? Just like I think it was very disrespectful for Obama to sit up here and talk about he's sending a fucking $100 million over to fucking Haiti. What the fuck for? $100 million worth of supplies? Yeah. $100 million? No. That makes no motherfucking sense. You know what I'm saying? People need water. They ain't got no shelters, so people need motherfuckers to build shelters. You know what I'm saying? But walk around with money in your pocket is going to do fucking what when you ain't got no goddamn store to go into? Ain't no motherfucking stores up, so what the fuck is the money going to? Exactly. I went off about that shit the other day, you know what I'm saying? Somebody said that on their show, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, nah, that's just some bullshit. That's just some shit that he can stand his ass up on a pedestal and be like, oh, well, I'm saying something. It really doesn't make any sense, but I'm going to say something. I'm going to send $100 million over, and we're going to put it in a Port-au-Prince bank, which is not built yet. But when it gets built, that $100 million is going to go into that bank. Shut the fuck up, man. We don't need that bullshit. You need to send them people some goddamn aid, man. Shit. Exactly. Y'all already fucked over everybody in New Orleans. Exactly. This is live recording at my nigga Ashwood house, man. Y'all check this shit out.
I'm just showing you a little. I could do the show if
shit, I pull the camera out. We can get it popping in this bitch.
Nah, if I could steal somebody's internet connection right now.
You can.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm going to tell you right now, you probably can't. You ain't going to steal mine because I ain't got internet.
Oh,
You can
steal
the
rent. You upstairs, ain't
you?
Nah, if they got, I don't give a
fuck. No, I
say
he upstairs.
Somebody got Wi-Fi. Around this bitch. I'm on the poppet. I'm by a university. So we should pick up something, but
you have one.
Yeah, at the same time. It's way out there.
No.
That might be the mall.
They right next door.
They might not be all.
See, y'all hear niggas trying to steal internet, right?
You got keys on your shit. So everybody might have a key on.
This is live, people.
I can pick up Starbucks. Mm-hmm. Starbucks is free.
You know what? You do the same shit my brother do, dog.
Why?
Yeah, we were sitting out in the house, man, you know what I'm saying, Ashwood, DJ Party Time, myself. And, you know, I talked to these boys, we up from, shit, like 11 to 3 in the morning, you know what I'm saying, studying the African language and shit, smoking and talking, you know, hiding a bitch. But then, that's pretty much what we was doing, man. We sitting there, you know what I'm saying, getting our smoke and toke on, and getting our language learning on. So, you ever hear Party Time or Ashwood come up in the middle, which, you know, Ashwood probably be up on a little later on. You would definitely hear us in here talking about Crute and Quima Dog and seeing you better court, you know what I'm saying? Like, see you soon, see you later, see you later, you know. Crute is Afrikaans for greetings, and you always hear say Quima Dog because this is the afternoon. So, you know, good afternoon, Quima Dog. Or, you know, you want to say good night is Kwee Anand, which is good evening. Kwee Anand is good evening. And Kwee Mora is good morning. You know what I'm saying? So that's what we do each and every Tuesday, man. You want to learn a language, and I guarantee you it's not like you ever learned the language before. But you can damn sure come on this show and learn it. And, man, you already know. Get your education on. So this is with your weekend, Friday edition, you know what I'm saying? Boy, 347-237-5125. Get off into this Ashwood real quick, man, because I got to run downstairs. you know, quench my thirst. I know y'all here sound like I'm got my head in a bag or something, you know, because my motherfucking sinuses is all stuffed up from this old crazy-ass up-and-down Florida weather. But, you know, it's all good. Still in the sunshine, you know what I'm saying? New song, Ashwood. It's called Guess What? You already know. Shouts out to IB, Miss Darren, everybody chilling up off in here. Live on the Starship Smelly Prize, man.
Guess what? Chicken butt, chicken butt. Guess what? 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 Guess what? Chicken butt, chicken butt.
Crazy for this one.
Guess what?
I got him.
Chicken butt, chicken butt.
I like sex, love, neck like a rosary. Chicks play games, but they ain't controlling me. Mommy sprung at the kid who you supposed to be. Pulled out a ring, got on her knees, proposing me. What you mad that I'm pimping like John Holmes? People love to watch me like wherever LeBron goes. Yeah, classy women, her nails matching her toes. Ass fat, look at her breasts, can her palm nose? It's a shame how I treat them the worst way. I'm cutting shorty off if I can hit her the first day. It's not about you, it's all about me. That's why you never see my number on your call ID. Just come see Ashwood without no draws. Why spend my money when I could spend yours?
Give me that.
All you rappers need to turn up your swag. I turn up my cash, so little mama turn up her ass. Yeah.
Guess what? Guess what? Chicken butt, chicken butt. 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 Guess what? Guess what? Chicken butt, chicken butt.
You know I'm pimping these women, I let her know from beginning. I'm cute, so you doing all of the spinning. Yeah. You see I'm rocking this ice, so at the end of the night, let me pipe, boy. Shorty, I don't think I'm your type. Nah. I don't pay for the goodies, I make the coochie come to me. Yep. Tug of war with the game, cause these chickens will pull me. I don't holler, believe these freaks holler at me. And yep. Then swallow the D, till my nuts on E. What she whisper in my ear was kinda heavy. I turn to her like, mine, you got the morning breath already. Her, she told my dog the same thing last week.
For real?
It's not an inbound pass, but give me 3 feet.
Back up.
I'm trying to make history like Barocco. These lanes got a grill like Charco. Ain't nothing but a sidekick like Morocco. I'm trying to do it big. And have fans in Morocco. Popo.
Guess what? Guess what? Chicken butt, chicken butt. 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 Guess what? Guess what? Chicken butt, chicken butt.
Just a little throwback, just a little throwback. All the time. Yeah, I had to represent, you know what I'm saying? If y'all didn't know, man, that motherfucker had a Murphy, I believe. That old ass shit right there. Yeah. I'm going down real big, man. You riding out Starship Smelly Pride. Let me get a couple people out of the way. You know what I'm saying?
Act Fool, a.k.a. Captain Grabber Booty, a.k.a. Mr. Hater Blockers. And right now, I got to give a big shout out to my dog, DJ Smell Good. Smelling gooder than a mug I am. Yes, sir. Hey, Smell Good, go ahead and run that new record.
We ain't got no damn ride. Why the hell you keep saying that shit? Damn ride. Got no motherfucking ride. But I do got some Act Fool. You know what I'm saying? And this is Act a Fool featuring Mr. Casanova and Tom G. This is called Grinding.
They say there can't be progress without struggle.
New shit right here.
You don't
exclusive. What up with your weekend?
Man,
Friday edition. What DJ Smells some good.
Never did time, but I ain't fake. Look, I'ma be me, and I won't change. I ain't the mother boy, I'm in my own lane. And I ain't dissing, I'm just speaking my mind. Got a lot of folks out here telling me that I need to lie about a story in the street cred, how I got the street bread. Like I ain't from the hood, because I got me a degree instead. Guess I'm less hood,
what?
And seen less pain,
huh?
And seen less struggle.
Damn.
Man, that's a damn shame.
Grand. So I hit the block feet and doing the running man. Yeah, I like my money wrapped in rubber bands. Dear Lord, forgive me, I hope you understand. Cause I can't stand taking orders from another man. I like my money tax free, fuck Uncle Sam. See, I ain't full yet, I need a bigger plate. I stay strapped cause Florida niggas by trigger play. It's like the more you come up, the more a nigga hate. The more you stay on the low, the more a nigga stay. I kept it 2 trips, these niggas been fake. So I don't fuck with you pussies, y'all some ingrates.
Text, that's it.
I can see that she's ready. She's ready. She's ready.
see, but she say so much. Look into her eyes, see so much lust. Body of a goddess, face of a queen. Definition of sexy when she in them jeans. An amazing sight when she in them tights. Love it when she wear the heels that I like.
No top, no bottom.
Yeah, that's right. Shorty only wearing heels that I like. Never met a woman that could do it like that. Willing to get it on at the drop of a hat. That's my shown, ready to get it on. Going through withdrawal whenever I'm not home. Cause I'm one of them habits, she'll never quit. Always get high whenever she get a hit. All she gotta do is just lick her lips and that's it.
I can see that she's ready. She really wants to take a hit of this. I'll be the genie that will grant her a wish and give a sexual bliss. I can see that she's ready. She's ready. She's ready.
I knew this is
DJ
Party Time.
Your DJ.
I ain't never seen a ass that fat. Do a show for
the lowest, guaranteed to be packed. It's the king of the club, dog, super deep bag.
Where they at?
Club rocking from the front to the back.
Where they at?
On the floor with a hump in their back.
Where they at?
On the floor when they low like that. Killing that shit and it go like that. Where they at? Club rocking from the front to the back.
Where they at?
On the floor with a hump in their back.
Where they at?
On the floor and it's low like that. Killing that shit and it go like that. Super D, I'm on the grind, I gotta take the streets back. Do a show for the lowest, guaranteed to be packed. Super D, I'm on the grind, gotta take my streets back. Do a show for the lowest, guaranteed to be packed.
Yo, what's up, Tampa Bay? It's your boy DJ Party Time here with my boy DJ Smell So Good. We giving special shouts out to my boy J Cam, Young Dread. Giving special shouts out to the solo boys, ILD New Spaz Hits, man. Y'all need to come check us out and see what we're about. 813 on the map. Your boy DJ Party Time and DJ Smell So Good will be doing bigger and better things. Wrecking the Game Entertainment will be invading the neighborhood near you. Cali, I can see you, I hear you. One time for my boy Goofy Bone, it is what it is, holding it down. Jerk City DJs, one time for my cousin Lil Keith. Bigger and better things to come your way. Breaking the Game Entertainment, holla at your boy, we out of here.
I throw this goddamn computer out the motherfucking window, man. Fucking browsers, bullshit. If you use the Avant browser, you better find something else. Actually, all these motherfuckers suck, man. Google sucks. Fucking Avant sucks. Mozilla sucks. Fucking Internet Explorer itself sucks, man. All these bitches got fucking bugs and freezes and all that old dumb shit, man. I don't know what the fuck y'all be motherfucking doing with these shits, man. But the damn show ain't, correct, because, man, look at here. I'm about to throw that shit straight up out the motherfucking window. You know what I'm saying? for real, that shit does make me mad in the mug, man. Fuck it, let's go ahead and give y'all a little bit more update on the project, man. Having me down here in Tampa, Florida, you know what I'm saying? 813 to be exact. We got a new project, new television show that's going to be airing coming this March. We got ticket sales going on next month at $10.50 a piece. The TV show is called The Amateur House, and it's brought to you by Mr. Lamont Brown, who was a former member of the Indiana Entertainment South group, you know what I'm saying, out of Indiana, and Mary, Indiana, that is. And this show was actually first produced in 1990, you know what I'm saying, and now it's here in, actually in Florida, you know what I'm saying. So we're doing it real big, you know what I'm saying? We got a lot of, we got over 35 positions. Some of them still need to be filled. Myself and the VIP host. So anybody who comes to the show, you know what I'm saying? You will be looking at me if you're chilling in the VIP. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, it's going down. So Amateur House was originally produced in Dayton, Ohio. You know what I'm saying? it was founded in 1990, but you know, it was actually produced, you know, like TV wise produced in Dayton, Ohio, 1996. A club called Your Place. The show is about local acts getting a chance to perform. You know, no auditions, no contests, just, you know, plain old skill. If you got your skills, you know what I'm saying, come through and get on stage. So they started giving out awards for the ones that made it on the show. And they had a few major acts that went, you know, went into, you know, became big stars. You might know, might not, you know what I'm saying. A few names is known as Shannon Sims. Her stage name was the niece of Soul. Also other acts as 14 Slim, King Colic, Ross Scassi, Wonder Rush, and the Out of Control Band. Mr. Lamont Brown came up with the name at the break room at his job, and you know, from then on it just became a household name. Amateur House returned in 1998 at a restaurant called Chinz's, downtown Dayton, where they put on shows for 2 years, and the most major show was when the 9/11 happened, and they threw a show where they had over 35 acts in a 12-hour period, you know what I'm saying, in memory of you know what I'm saying, the people that lost their lives and their family members and stuff at, you know what I'm saying, during the 9/11 tragedy and stuff. So that's what I'm involved in, man. You know what I'm saying? You got Ms. Vonnie Von Shea hosting it. You got Vision. As a matter of fact, I need to upload his music real quick. But you got Vision, you know what I'm saying, doing his thing real big. And, you know, he's going to be co-hosting. Along with a couple other hosts, man, we got a lot of people involved in this. Shouts out to, you know, everybody that's on the panel. You know what I'm saying? We got Dre D from Maximum Reality Radio. You know what I'm saying? Check him out at MaximumRealityRadio.com. Also, you got Short D, you know what I'm saying, which is an artist, him and his wife, Miss Treese. You know what I'm saying? They holding it down on the panel. You also got her name was Coco. You got MB Promotions, you know what I'm saying, my dog Marcus, you know what I'm saying. Let me see who all. It's a whole list of different staff members, you know what I'm saying. It's a bunch of people, a bunch of professional people, you know what I'm saying. And we're looking for all talent, man. It don't matter, you know, what kind of talent you got, you know what I'm saying. You can come through, get on stage, get you some recognition, get you some worldwide exposure. And that's what it is, you know what I'm saying. So y'all get ready for that. It's coming up in March, but ticket sales go on next month, you know what I'm saying. So support and purchase your tickets, you know what I'm saying. If you're looking for me, you know.
Yeah, this your boy DJ Smell So Good, Legend of Game Entertainment, CEO with Fort Live, 34 of Chelsea Street, man. I'm out here doing my thing. You already know how we bang, a.k.a. Club Smell So Good, late night, man. Come on out here and get right, man. I'll ask you for Tampa, Florida, man. It's 813. That's how we do it, baby, in the place to see, man. You already know it's a $2 holler on the motherfucking mixtape. But I don't fake, man. I give it out here to nothing but any artist, baby. Any artist, baby. That's how we do it, man. Making them stars overnight. Breaking the game in the game and doing it right. DJ Party Time. Y'all already know we stay on the mic. Check us out at Coco's Lounge, whatever night. And man, that's how we do it, running it back to back. And shout out to Mr. John New. And that's all you do. That's how we do, man. This is an 813 thing. We already coming through. All the way to the 408. Been a great motherfucking straight low records, man. Y'all already know. Goofin' Pooh. That's how we do it, man. We down in Tampa getting loose. Yeah. And all y'all artists, man, fuck with us, man. www.blogtalkradio.com/smellybtr. We doing it out here live, man. We real. And if y'all ain't fucking with us, get your jacket off.
DJ Smell So Good.
Don't nobody know about this here record, but that old
Record of Game Entertainment
crew, all right? You ready for it? Check this.
The following program is closed captioned for the thinking impaired.
That's real, man. We about to get into it, people.
Let's shake them up together.
Shake them up.
Oh, I gotta pull me a drink real quick before we get into this nutty news today. You know what I'm saying?
Just pour the juice in the bottle and
shake them up. Shake them up.
to shake them up.
Wow, totally together.
Grapefruit juice, shake them up.
Now you get some.
Thunderbird and grapefruit juice, shake them up.
On top of my shake them up, people. You get right. Once you get right, you'll be right here with me, live. NuttyNewsToday.com. This is what's going down. And, yeah, we in the building, man. Y'all hoes, it's a trip. Yeah, man, we finna get into the Nutty News of the Day. Nutty News of the Day is brought to you part by NuttyNewsToday.com for all your wild, crazy, off-the-wall news. You know what I'm saying? Go ahead and get into it, man. Yeah, you know Valentine's Day coming up. You know what I'm saying? Pretty soon. Yeah, let me go ahead. Matter of fact, let me get some little smooth shit playing. To do this first one, man, we starting this all the way over, and y'all already know well. I'm over here in damn New York City, of course. Yeah. We got some motherfucking scorn shit going now, man. We in New York City where scorned mistress posts billboards nationwide. Yeah. Because on first glance, it could be the ultimate Valentine's Day card, a gigantic billboard that towers over New York Times Square, featuring a happy couple with the text, "You are my soulmate forever," Charles and Yavani. But looks can be deceiving. Yeah, because this billboard, which also has gone up in Atlanta and San Francisco, is the ultimate act of revenge. Yeah, a very public retaliation by a dumped mistress aimed at a very wealthy and married man. Yeah. I don't give a fuck, y'all silly ass motherfuckers. This dumb ass bitch gonna go out there and spend all that goddamn money. Bitch, you could have brought your ass on the floor and we would have had a good time. Believe that. The amount of money you spent on them goddamn billboards, man, please. Got like fucked up. Anyway, let's go on over here to New York. I read this personally to myself in the news. It was very interesting to me. Meteorite crashes into a doctor's office. It's also in New York. Something had came hurling out of the sky and crashed through the roof of a nearby doctor's office, landing in an empty examination room. The debris was smoldering and metallic. An acquaintance suggested the possibility of a meteorite, so the debris was sent to the Smithsonian's National History Museum in nearby Washington, D.C. If you go further into the article, the doctor was saying that, you know, all day long he was in and out that same room. You know what I'm saying? He thanked the Lord, you know what I'm saying, for sparing him, because he could have been up in there. And a damn meteorite the size of a baseball is what smashed through the roof, you know what I'm saying? And, yeah, at almost 220 miles an hour. Yeah, you don't want to be in the way of that. Yeah. Well, I guess, you know, some people care. I really don't give a fuck. But Howard Stern may return to traditional radio. Yeah, Howard Stern revealed to Cyrus listeners on Thursday that he's been approached by terrestrial radio about a possible return. Stern is in the final year of a five-year, $500 million contract with the satellite radio giant. Stern said he's been contracted by several regular radio executives but has not received a bona fide offer yet. Yeah, what the fuck ever. $500 million. Get it off. Hook me up. Better brother get $2, you know what I'm saying, and a bus pass. Damn. All right, y'all. Only here in Florida, man. I'm going to have to find this place, but, yeah. Burger King has gone European. Yeah, because they're now offering cold beer. Right. Burger King will unveil plans to sell beer and burgers at a Whopper bar, a new BK concept to complete with casual dining restaurants in Miami Beach's tourist-heavy South Beach. The South Beach Whopper Bar is scheduled to open in mid-February. Yeah, a brewski at the new Whopper Bar served in special aluminum bottles to keep them extra cold fetches $4.25. Yeah, I don't see how. Well, okay, that now you got to understand, people. Miami is more beaches and all that kind of shit, like a tourist trap. So there's more people walking around than it is people actually drunk driving and shit. You know what I'm saying? So that's where a lot of people might be like, oh, well, that's promoting drunk driving. Not really, because it's on the beach. But at the same time, that ain't really, I don't know, because bitches are drinking on the beach any fucking way. So who the hell cares? They trying to shortstop on you motherfuckers not bringing your beer already to the beach and trying to get $4 off of you. Shit, you better keep bringing your damn beer. You know, kind of shit like that. Hold all the 25 cents for a beer. Man, please, if that bitch ain't in a combo menu, shit, you can keep that. I'll go to the store right next door and get me 2 quotes for the same price of that. You know what I'm saying? God, that shit is bad. All right, y'all. Well, for some reason, we keep staying in Florida back to back. But a dog sitter performs surgery and kills the damn dog. Yeah. The dog's owner, Danielle Vecchio, had asked William Jones to care for the animal after she was not allowed to keep the pet in her new residence. The dog's death was a result of a cascading series of events that began with the animal getting a small laceration on his chest and ended with Zoe being killed, yeah, with chloroform. Yeah, brother looks pretty stupid there, too, so... Yeah, he probably, you know, got tired of the fucking dog. Get your ass out of here, dog. Kill the fucking dog. It's all good in the hood, man, because we take this thing all the way over to London. Check it out. Where a hotel offers human bed warming service. Yeah. Holiday Inn, operator of over 4,000 hotels worldwide, will begin to offer a free 5-minute human bed warming service. Yeah, at its London Kensington Hotel throughout next week. If requested, a willing member of hotel staff will jump in your bed, yeah, dressed head to foot in an all-in-one sleeper suit until your nightly chamber warms up. What the fuck is y'all talking about? You keep your dirty ass out my motherfucking bed, man. What the fuck? Alright. If y'all go for that, yeah, go ahead. We're in Philadelphia. Shouts out to you already know Easy Rider. And, yeah, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, man. Where motherfuckers is finna stop eating pizza. Because the second pizza delivery man has been killed in less than 2 weeks. Either y'all motherfuckers slipping or that same place got some bad goddamn pizza. One of the two people. Yeah. A pizza delivery man was shot and killed during a robbery in the Belmont section of Philadelphia. Authorities say the victim, who works for AccuPizza, was shot while making a delivery at 41st and Aspen Streets at about 10 p.m. Wednesday. Police arrived to find 36-year-old Kouakou Jacques of Upper Darby lying in the street with a gunshot wound to the neck. Damn. That fucked up there, boy. Yeah. Hello, people. That damn. Well, Rob, you have to call me back. I'll call you back. Shit, it don't matter. I can believe this. This sounds kind of unbelievable. But I can believe this, man. Let me get what I want. I want some Rita Shelby. That's what I want, Rita Shelby. Rita, I draw the line, bitches, right here. Cause we in Georgia, which that just dumbfounded me from even reading that. But whites only basketball league, yeah, a joke. Yeah, the Augusta Chronicle reported on Tuesday that the All-American Basketball Alliance plans to kick off its inaugural. Hold on, man. Man, I'm on the radio, man. Oh, what kind of shit is that? You ain't supposed to have that. 347-237-5125. I'm there. I'm doing the news right now for another 20 minutes. You hear me?
Yeah.
All right. Motherfucking King Rob right there, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah. So anyways, the Augusta Chronicle reported on Tuesday that the All-American Basketball Alliance plans to kick off its inaugural season in June in hopes that Augusta will be one of 12 cities to host teams. According to a press release, the newspaper and other Augusta media outlets received from the new league, only players that are natural-born United States citizens with both parents of Caucasian race are eligible to play in the league. Which I hope you motherfuckers do, because once we start our all-black motherfucking American league, you bitches ain't gonna win fucking shit anyways. Just like it ain't no motherfucking white folks on no goddamn basketball court right the fuck now. Shit's been taking over. Bitch, we play basketball. We don't shoot hoops. You motherfuckers shoot hoops. We play basketball. We ball. So knock your fucking self out. Segregate that shit so we can go ahead and get you bitches completely out of our fucking system. Thank you, stupid motherfucking thinking ass Georgians. Bitches talking about racism is over. Bitch, please. Hold on. Crazy, man. All right, y'all. Let me get on over here to where the hell I'm going. I don't know, but a woman's cable box keeps ordering porn. She needs to send that to me. I received my bill for the previous month with movie charges on it. The gentleman I spoke with was actually very nice. He informed me that these movies I had been charged for were adult movies. I informed him that I was a single person living in a one-bedroom apartment, and I'm the only one that could have purchased them, but according to the dates they were purchased, I had not even been in town. Man, bitch, what the hell ever? You motherfucker left the damn thing on, and that's what it was, and it just kept reordering the same goddamn porn movie. No fuck ever. Anybody know that we are coming to the future, right? Remember back in Star Trek motherfucking days, man? When, you know, you seen Captain Kirk and everybody had their phasers and all those kind of shits. Well, guess what? Yeah. Army is to get real ray guns. Yeah, the military envisions a future of laser warfare, ultra-precise weapons based on devastatingly powerful beams of light. It's only a matter of time until the U.S. Army fights terrorists and other enemy combatants with laser beams, engaging in battles seen previously only in movies like Starship Troopers and Star Trek. Given recent developments, it's only a matter of time until the military has in its arsenal the ray gun. Yeah, man, what the hell ever, man. All right, y'all, we about to wrap this thing on up, get back to the phone lines, you know what I'm saying, because, yeah, no, we got nutty news all the way from around the world. Two more articles. You already know what time it is. Let me get this old shit in the background started. We over here in Venezuela. All you motherfuckers over there. Where the U.S. hit Haiti with an earthquake weapon. Yeah. The United States apparently possesses an earthquake weapon that set off the catastrophic quake in Haiti and killed 200,000 innocents. Just ask Hugo Chavez, the Venezuelan strongman's state mouthpiece, Viva TV, shot out a press release saying the 7.0 magnitude Haiti quake was caused by a U.S. test of an experimental shockwave system that can also create weather anomalies to cause floods, droughts, and hurricanes. Now, you motherfuckers think that shit ain't possible? You better watch these fucking movies, man. Last movie that showed you that this shit was possible was Casino, where the dude had the little motherfucking box, and the only thing the motherfucker did was mimic, you know, fault movements and shit, you know what I'm saying? Basically, faking an earthquake. This shit is real. If you don't believe this shit is real, something's fucking wrong with you. Now, I do believe that they probably did go over there and set that shit off, because how the fuck are you going to tell me a country that ain't had a fucking earthquake in over 200 years just so happily in that city gets hit? Not all of Haiti, understand people, was hit by a motherfucking earthquake. Just the city of Port-au-Prince. Yeah. So, I don't know, man, but I ain't finna start no conspiracy theories, but I know the motherfucking United States can goddamn blow your ass up, blow me up sitting right here in my motherfucking room, and nobody else around in the surrounding complex won't get fucked up. So, if you think that they at that goddamn, and they just start talking about fucking ray guns, what the hell you think they can't motherfucking mimic, you know what I'm saying, the earthquake patterns? USF can make rain. These motherfuckers out here can manipulate the weather and shit. Think it's a game. Go to motherfucking USF and ask around. Guaranteed they will all confirm that shit. Anyways, fuck it. Last but not least, Conan O'Brien promises not to be mean to his old bosses. Nobody gives a fuck, but yeah. Mr. O'Brien and his team are walking away from NBC with a whopping $45 million settlement. Yeah, but there's a condition. He can't badmouth the Peacock Network and its top brass. While non-disparagement clauses aren't usual in top dollar settlements, this one raises obvious questions about how a comedian can go about his work when he is gagged from doing gags. Bitch, you ain't got to talk about the motherfuckers you work for. That's all they said. Bitch, don't motherfucker talk about us. We paid your dumb ass to shut the fuck up, so don't sit up here and talk about us. That seems pretty simple to me. I think I'd be in agreement with that. Seeing that a bitch just gave me $45 million, yeah, I think I'd be shutting the fuck up. But leave it up to white folks, you know. They don't give a shit. I don't need your money. All right, Cracker, what the hell else? It's me and my own wife and this motherfucker, Mr. King Rob. Mr. King Rob is in the building, people. Y'all, hold on, man. Let me get this man a round of applause. Y'all know who he is. You know, going down right live. On the Starship Smelly Pride. Hear your drum roll, homie. There you go.
Yeah, it's your boy, the King R.O.
In the building.
Live,
in the
man. I'm
building.
Sitting
there
in the
you
back.
Go, brother.
I'm sitting in the back. Let's...
You're probably got to get to your proper, brother. I'm talking about y'all motherfuckers give it up. It's King Rob.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Woo! What are you talking about right now? Yeah. What happened, brother? The fuck is going
down?
What that dude don't do?
Well, you know, man, I'm here chilling at work, man. I decided I'd call you up today out the clear blue sky, you know.
Work. Oh, shit.
Yeah. I'm sitting in the cut listening to you, man. Boy, you crazy.
Yeah, you got to be off in the cut. You done missed all the lovely news of the day, man. You done missed all the top articles.
I heard it, man.
Yeah, that was just a few of them. But what if your old girl, you know what I'm saying, got scorned because you dumped her and then fucked around and put you and her picture on a goddamn billboard?
Oh, shit. What would I do?
Yeah.
and she put it on the billboard so everybody could see.
A billboard in the middle of New York City.
Oh, man.
Well, he fucked up, though. The dude fucked up. That was the first all I read was this stupid motherfucking dude. He a millionaire, you know what I'm saying? Well, got some money and shit. He fucking with the black bitch. But this dumbass motherfucker is married.
Oh.
Come on, bro. You married. You finna dump a motherfucker?
Man,
ain't no motherfucker way.
Ain't nobody like looking at it like this, man. When you're married, you supposed to let that lady know right off the bat, hey, we came into this and we came into it just to do one thing. You ain't gonna be number one. You always gonna be number two.
No, because you always get... You get these stupid motherfuckers that always talking about, oh, me and my wife ain't on good terms. We about to get a divorce, just to keep that bitch there. That's what they always say.
Yeah.
But that bitch ain't finna leave you, nigga. She got money. She ain't worried about leaving your ass. Period. Called prenup, and they probably ain't got one. You feel me? You didn't pull a Tiger Woods, homie. You just went on ahead and thought you was in love and shit, and went on ahead and just got married.
Yeah.
But then got tired of the bitch, and now you trying to cheat on the side.
You can't do that.
Man, this bitch put the billboard up not only in New York, but if you go to Atlanta and San Francisco.
It's up there.
A billboard.
Man, that's wild. There ain't no way he can get away. He can't get away from that.
There ain't no way. What is it? What? A billboard with y'all hugged up and both of y'all names on the billboard. Talking about, you are my soulmate forever, Charles and Yavani.
Oh, man.
Yeah, all that's on the sign. All that's on the sign in the middle of New York Times Square.
Man, everybody see that.
Man, that's some whoa. That's some whoa right there. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Hey, another thing is, I want to do a little shameless plug. Monster is coming soon.
Who?
Spring 2010, my new CD, Monster, coming soon. So let all your listeners know.
2010, motherfucker, we don't say no 2010 here. 2010, goddammit.
2010,
man. Hell yeah.
Yeah.
That's real. You got that. So what is it again, and what project?
It's called Monster, and it's basically just me going at the ladies, you know, letting them know what time it is in the room, you know, having a good time.
Not wrong with that.
Yeah.
So what would you say that's
in the springtime, I believe.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I got, what'd you say?
I'm going to be hitting you with a single in a couple, maybe like in the next few weeks. I'm going to be hitting you with a single on
it. All you got to do is email it to me. Don't bring me no CDs. Just email it. Lock quicker, email it, bam, it's right there. I'm part of this new television show called the Amateur House.
Okay.
And we're going to start filming actually in March. You know what I'm saying? Tickets. We selling tickets, you know what I'm saying, starting next month. But, you know, it's free to perform, you know what I'm saying? It's for all, you know, in the unsigned hype, put it that way. Unsigned talent. And, you know, the basis of the show is basically just to give you, you know, some exposure, network opportunities. And then at the end of the show, we give awards, you know what I'm saying, to the, you know, people that performed and stuff and did a good job on stage. It's not a competition, but I mean, shit, if you get up that bitch and start, you know, whining instead of singing, or you start just talking instead of rapping, you know, of course you ain't finna get rewarded for that, and we don't need you back on the show.
That's right.
But, you know, we got some new stuff, you know, some new stuff popping off, so I know by next month, man, I'll have some definite, definite information on it. So, you know, right now I don't.
Let me know, man. I'll be up on it. You know me.
Hell nah. damn, I didn't hear about this. This is about, damn, what tree's that? A 24-year-old Houston area man reportedly fired several shots outside the state capitol earlier this afternoon, triggering a huge response from state troopers who almost immediately took the person into custody. After the shooting, troopers immediately locked down the capitol. No one was allowed entrance, and for a while, no one was inside, was permitted to exit.
Wow.
What the fuck, dog? You right there. Where Bush home at? Why you don't go shoot his house up?
Yeah, I don't know why.
You gonna go to the Capitol? What the? You go right there, just bop, 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 bop. Just, you know what I'm saying? Make some random shots.
Like they ain't gonna do nothing to you.
Well,
that's crazy how they do things, man.
I'm serious. Well, let's check this. This is some more nutty news, y'all. I forgot to cover this, so this is some shit that popped up on me. Detroit, Michigan, 51-year-old man is locked up, accused of breaking up a Wayne County Sheriff's Department prostitution sting by impersonating a police officer.
Wow.
Yeah. When questioned, the suspect denied having a badge. However, officers said they found a Detroit Police Department badge, a loaded .40 caliber Glock pistol, and hat and clothing with DPD logos during a search of his truck. Yeah, you
man.
Know damn well you going down, homie.
Hell yeah.
You ain't going down like a mug. Shouts out to Miss Marty Thordes, you know what I'm saying, chilling off up in here. And welcome to the Shizzo. I got a couple more articulos, you know what I'm saying, to El Rito. And, yeah, I ain't talking Spanish, people. You know, I jack everybody language up. That's why I'm trying to learn my own. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
Don't forget, man, Tuesdays, you know what I'm saying, I teach language, man. Every Tuesday right here on the show, 12 p.m. to 2 p.m., I teach, this month is the Afrikaan language. Really, I should have taught that shit next month for Black History Month. Fuck it.
Yeah.
So next week will be the last, you know what I'm saying, week for this month's lesson. And then next month, I got a chick that's going to be coming on the show from 12 to 1. And we're going to be studying French. You know what I'm saying? We're going to be learning French. I got a website, though. It's called www.byki.com. And it's a website if you want to learn a language, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And you can learn a free language. Don't go get the damn Rosetta Stone and all that commercial bullshit. You know what I'm saying? No, don't get that because I'm going to give you the information free. You feel me? This language program, you can learn everything from the African language to the Haitian language, Spanish, French, Zulu, whatever the hell you can think of, the language is there.
Damn.
So, you know, and I'm telling you, I'm speaking African, you know, Queen my dog, you know what I'm saying? Good afternoon, Klute, all my peoples out there in virtual land, you know what I'm saying? And that's greetings, you know what I'm saying, to all y'all out there. So that's what time it is, man. Like I tell people, you do not need to be fluent in another motherfucker's language. You do not need to be fluent. Only thing you need to know is how the motherfucker order some food, say hello, goodbye, how are you, count up a couple of numbers, hopefully get your ass on a train, plane, or bus, or a taxi. That's pretty much it. Those basic greetings. Because when you go to another country, that this shit that you learn off of BYKI or even me, you're going to get it different when you go into that home country. Everybody has their own slang, their own way of, you know what I'm saying, their own dialect to their country. So they going to teach you what they want to, how they want you to talk. So you come with all that proper, hola, como esta, all that if you want to. You feel me? But then when somebody come up to you and just hit you up with a que pasa, you know what I'm saying? Well, you didn't learn that. You like, what the hell is that?
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? But that's just a straight up hood talk. You know what I'm saying? Like, hey, que pasó? You know, bam, like, he talking to me, but you learned this other kind of language. So learn the basics, you know what I'm saying? And then get with a native person for that country. Like I'm doing, except for the African language, I you know, ain't nobody from Africa come on the show, but it's all good. We worked it out, you know what I'm saying? But you'll pick it up a lot easier, man, once you start hanging around that native country. But if you go over there blind and you don't know just Jack Diddley Squiz Art, yeah, then you already shooting yourself in the foot. You know what I'm saying? So just know that, people. Let's go over here to Wisconsin. What it on? What? Whoa! I'm sorry. Wisconsin. You ever heard of that?
Oh, I ain't never heard of that.
Wisconsin. No, that's because these old stupid motherfuckers done misspelled the goddamn headline. Nothing new today, people. What the hell wrong with y'all? But a woman drives 3 hours in labor, yeah, to meet her soldier husband. Damn, he must have been putting the pipe down, boy. Hell, I'm talking about. We in West Allis, y'all. West Allis, Wisconsin. Yeah, that is kind of crazy there, though. I ain't never shit. I don't know. I would probably cuss the ass out. I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah.
Girl, if you don't take your ass to the hospital.
Yeah.
But anyways, not even labor contractions could keep a Wisconsin woman from driving to meet her husband as the guardsman returned home from Iraq. Johanna Ortiz had gone into labor hours before her husband's plane landed at Camp Douglas, but she defied her doctor's orders and made the nearly three-hour trip from Milwaukee. Nah, man, I'm sorry, people. There's nothing romantic about that. You just endangered your life and that motherfucking baby's life. That there's just no excuse for that. You don't get no kudos for that. Sorry. You don't get no kudos for that one. Nah. There's nothing romantic about that. That is irresponsible upon you as a motherfucking soon-to-be parent that you already telling the child that you're going to put this goddamn man before the child. That's the message you sending right there. Crazy ass motherfucking white bitches out there. Boom. What the hell y'all be going through? Black folks, y'all just abandoned y'all goddamn kids. I don't know. Parents just fucked up all the way around the board, man. I don't know what the hell going on in the world. But anyway, I am telling you. I'm gonna cut this music real quick so I can cuss a couple of people out real quick. Excuse me, people. Y'all excuse me. I got to cuss a couple of people out. The reading of this next article, you know what I'm saying, it causes for a few cuss outs. Yeah, a few cuss outs. Accused child rapist is a marvelous husband.
Go ahead.
Okay.
Start it off.
You already fucking know. The same dumb motherfucker with Whoopi. Fat Lip Goldberg got her dumb ass up on national TV talking about he's a great person and he's wrong for being convicted of raping a goddamn 13-year-old motherfucking girl.
Cool.
Yeah, Roman motherfucking Polanski, famous film director. Yeah, his wife said she understands perfectly that women have been shocked by the 32-year-old sex case revived by her husband's sudden arrest in Switzerland. But she added in an interview with Elle magazine appearing Friday that in the 1970s, when the crime occurred, society viewed sex and drugs in it. Bitch, I don't give a fuck. You wasn't supposed to be fucking no 13-year-old girls. I don't give a damn.
No.
You was in the 1950s.
Hell no.
In the 1918 motherfucking hundreds, bitches will not sleep with no 13-year-old kids, man. Come the hell on. There is no justification for that bullshit. These people just... My personal truth is that Roman is a marvelous husband and man. Come the fuck on. Says dumbass actress Emmanuel... Some fucked up last name. But that is some bullshit, man. This man was caught 32 years ago and convicted in court and skipped out on his conviction. He was supposed to go to court. You know what I'm saying? They let this dumbass motherfucker out on bail. He bounced.
Damn.
So if you wasn't guilty, why the fuck did you flee the goddamn country and go hiding out and then try to resurface and make movies and all this old bullshit?
Crazy.
Because these motherfuckers got paid, like Whoopi Goldberg, throwed ass. You know what I'm saying? That's why you wanna take up for a rapist? A child rapist?
Damn.
Man, you got life fucked up, man. I'll slap every single one of you motherfuckers, whoever the fuck agree with that motherfucking dirty ass old fucking man. Because that's what the fuck he is, a dirty ass pedophile. And it's wrong for anybody to agree with what the hell he. Oh, man, I want to fly to France right now. I don't hit women. I slap the shit out that dumb bitch. I'm sorry. She just deserves one of them old big-ass cartoon hands. Not even get hit in my real hand. I want to, you know, blow my hand up real big, like, and then pow, you know what I'm saying? You know, hit it with one of them hamburger helper hands, you know what I'm saying, with the big white gloves and shit. Pow! You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. You crazy, boy. All
right, damn, man.
Hey, man, I'm out,
I'm sorry,
man. I got to get to work, brother.
All right, that's real, my brother. I appreciate you, King Ralph. You know what I'm saying? You need to hit me up with them tracks, man. I got to upload Really Want to Love You. I got to throw that on up here. And since you done called in my show and participated, you know what I'm saying? You will now be placed in rotation. This is what I tell any and everybody. You know what I'm saying? Hey, I will play your music on this motherfucker as long as you call in or go online and participate in my show. You show me some love, you get it showed right back.
You know, put it on, man. Let them know what's going on, man.
Nope.
And we coming with the new shit, the whole joint.
Well, the next time you come back on my show, you will hear your songs.
Yeah.
In a row. And then I do Fridays. I normally do feature in the audit Friday. So if you want to get featured, you know what I'm saying, hit me up. But you got to hit me up with all the tracks first, you know what I'm saying? And then I can, you know, I can go ahead and get it on. All
right.
So that's what it do. Now, I appreciate you, you know what I'm saying, coming up on the Starship Smelling Pride, you know what I'm saying, at the sound of the beam, homie, you will be off the board. Peace out, homie. Don't be a stranger, nigga, Rachi. Yeah, that's right there. I'm a nigga King Ron, ladies and gentlemen, holding it down. And, yeah, that's how we do. Let me go ahead and get into a commercial real quick, and we're going to get back. And one more article, man, to finish out the nutty news of the day. And because y'all know how we do. So, this Nutty News of the Day is brought to you in part by Commando Pest Eradication, man, because, you know, a lot of y'all got a lot of roaches and shit all in your house. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, a lot of y'all got some roaches in your house.
9 a.m., the phone rang.
Commando Pest Eradication, you saw a bug on your child's apple? Code red, boys, we got a live one.
Your home, much like the rest of the world, is infested with unwanted vermin. Commando Pest Eradication will wage war on nature so you don't have to.
Hello, ma'am.
Thank God you're here. I saw a bug in the kitchen.
You did the right thing, ma'am. We'll take it from here. Everything's going to be okay.
Commando Pest Eradication uses only the most lethal chemicals to rid your home of unwanted life. Our team is composed of military-trained professionals that know how to take care of a messy situation fast. After successfully defoliating Vietnam, we've turned our attention to the home front, your home front.
We've got the situation in the kitchen contained, sir, but I found this. Jesus, what the hell is this?
That's my daughter.
Looks more like Viet Cong to me.
Commando Pest Eradication. We kill everything in sight so you feel safer. It's the war on nature, and this time we're winning.
That's real.
Hello, hello.
We got to wake somebody the fuck up around here, people. Y'all hold the hell on, man, because somebody's sleeping past the goddamn hours of motherfucking operation. So
who's sleeping?
Get your ass. No, I'm sorry. Let me hit this nigga with these guns real quick. Let me wake this motherfucker up. Goddamn. You, goddamn it. Wake your ass up.
Shit, my ass is at Target with my pops right now. I'm just chilling.
Oh, shit. He ain't on no Mill Gate Best, is he?
Oh, hell no.
Oh, man, you need to switch him up off of that, man. Put him on that Heineken or something, man.
Drinking Milwaukee's Best? Okay. Just checking.
He been off of it?
Yeah, he been off of it.
Oh, I'm talking about. You know, you already told him about the Millgate Nation. We're going to ride with them now.
Oh, yeah. Hey, man, I had a show, too. Y'all missed it.
What?
I had a show before yours.
How in the hell? I just checked and then it said 2 o'clock.
Nah. I had a show before yours.
What kind of bullshit is that? Well, that nigga, that's your fault.
I even said to your, I even gave a shout out to, you know, check out the upcoming show of what's this and what's that, what are we doing this weekend?
No, I ain't know. Oh, what you did, an hour show?
Yeah, I just did an hour show.
Well, hell, you still got time to do another one. Oh, you out and about, though. What you out on, out in the town? Where you at?
Yeah. We live at Target in Sunnyvale.
What's going on?
Pop's getting some necessities.
Oh, little house pickup stuff.
Yeah. Hold on.
Y'all ain't at Walmart?
Yeah, I got one of those. No, we at Target.
No, I'm saying that y'all ain't at Walmart. You know Walmart, the cheapest store around.
Yeah, but my dad like Target, though.
Oh, he like quality products. He like quality products, because I'm telling you now, boy, Walmart, shit. You get by 2 weeks, and that's it. And that shit tore up. All right, man, I was just calling to bother you, brother.
I got you this one. Yeah, don't worry, I got you that one. Brother, what's up? What's going on the Starship Smelly Prize?
Nah, man, you know, just chilling here. Guess who I got up on the show today?
Who?
Da-da-da-da. Well, no, that's not my bad. You already know I do that Mexican music.
Oh,
you know,
my bad.
No mariachi music. Hola to Mari Torres.
Where's Mari Torres at?
Yeah, she's chilling on the bridge, man.
Tell Mari Torres and her fine ass, I said, what's up?
Yeah, she fine ass.
Shout out to That's My Word Radio,
hey,
hosted by the finest Puerto Rico I know,
yeah.
The beautiful Mari Torres.
What the hell is it?
Oh, I don't even know, so don't even ask.
Muy bonita. There we go. Muy bonita. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Her inner sister, boy, they are shilf. I got a new word. Shilf.
Shilf?
Yeah. S-H-I-L-F.
Shilf?
Yeah. Show host I like to fuck. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah, you know, I had to create a new one, man. I got one
man.
Of course, Miss Debbie Daly. That's my kilt, you know what I'm saying? My C-I-L-F, my chili I like to fuck, you know what I'm saying? Now I got the ship, you know what I'm saying? Show host, I like to fuck. That's what I'm talking about. Wow. I had to come up with that one, y'all. That was just off the dome right there, you know what I'm saying? Inspired by Goofy Bone, you know what I'm saying? That's how we do it, man. That's real. But, man, I'm finna play your song, man, so, you know, probably end up hanging up on you. You know, I know y'all walking around and shit.
No, I'm chilling. I'm just, you know, doing my thing, you know. Pops want something, so I gotta go, you know, take him out, you know.
Yeah, you got to handle that. Well, put the phone on speakerphone, man, so everybody can hear your song.
Okay, yeah, go ahead.
That's what we finna do. Play this new exclusive right here, you know what I'm saying, from the Starship Smelly Prize. What up with your weekend Friday edition? And this is a new cut from Goofy Bone and Bruce. Straight out of San Jose, California, 408, straight low rough. Doing a real big, man. It's called Where You At. So where you at? We at Target, bitch.
No. Bruce ain't on. Hey, wait a minute. Cut that.
Where my gun's at? Hold on. I gotta shoot this goddamn shit. Stop. What's going on? Hold on, man. Damn it. Stop. Shit.
Hey, man. Where You At is by Goofy Bone. The song Let Me Hear You Say is by
Bruce. My bad. Yeah, I had to. What it was, when I uploaded it, I just changed the name.
Oh, okay.
So it was still loaded up. Yeah, that's what it was. My bad. This is a Goofy Bone exclusive, people. Yeah.
This is off the new album that will probably be out probably in the middle of this year, called The False Prophet. No, Gangland, The False Prophet, Goofy Bone.
That's the whole title. Motherfucker, what's the initials? God damn, that's too goddamn long. The only thing I remember was Goofy Bone.
The album is called Gangland.
Yeah, Gangland.
Then,
that's all I remember then.
And then after it, it's called The False Prophet of Goofy Bone.
All righty then.
Or The False Prophet Goofy Bone. I'm sorry.
All righty then. Well, let's get into the False Prophet. That's a good phone, man. Lost in Target, you know what I'm saying? With
I'm following my dad. My dad is running in this motherfucker.
with Papa Bone, you know what I'm saying? Papa Bone, you know, they ain't walking around doing his thing. So we're going to get into this, man. This is Where You At? New exclusive by Goofy Bone, man. Straight little rock. Yeah.
Stop waiting for death. My heart doesn't beat for life no more. Wondering where I go. Wondering where I go. Where you at? As I stare at the cars that pass by my life, looking at these people, do they know what's right? In a world that's not ours, still working for the man, but I'm poor like Sylvester, looking for fish in a can. And my mind is all twisted, and I know I fucked up. I thought I had a plan, but really I got caught up. I didn't watch my back. There are snitches everywhere, even the old lady across the street who always likes to stare. God forgive me, just throw it on my plate. I'll eat whatever shit you have in store for me to take. My life is a psycho, that's why I'm on the road. I'm just like a bomb, ready to explode. My veins are Jaeger black and my chest is full of weed. My eyes are so red and my mind is full of greed. So I'm sitting at the bus stop waiting for death. I'm wondering where my soul will lay to rest. Sitting at the bus stop waiting for death. My heart doesn't beat for life no more. Wondering where I go. Wondering where I go. Where you at? Sitting at the bus stop waiting for death. My heart doesn't beat for life no more. Wondering where I go. Wondering where I go. Parking up a plug, cause death is taking its time. I started thinking of the things that I did in my prime. Like steal women's hearts and nutting their souls. I know it sounds bad, but in the end I was a hoe. Always roaming the streets, just like a metrophone. Smelling so good from my Dracar cologne. My chucks were always banged up, my dickies never creased. My hair was always slicked back from my live looks greased. Life's been good to me, that's why I got a grin. Plus I'm a Gemini, so don't disturb my other twin. I wonder if my life is full of sin. Playing handball with the devil, cause I know he can't win. Too many times I live my life on the edge. I should've got married and had some kids instead. So now I'm at the bus stop waiting for death. Wondering where my soul will lay to rest. Sitting at the bus stop waiting for death. My heart doesn't beat for life no more. Wondering where I go. Wondering where I go. Where you at? Sitting at the bus stop waiting for death. My heart doesn't beat for life no more. Wondering where I go. Wondering where I go. Where you at? Standing very proud and ready to die. Like a soldier going to war without no life. As my blunt starts to end and the ashes start to fall. I was a king watching my castle crumble to the ground. But it's time to rebuild like if I was in Haiti. There's motherfuckers hating cause I fucked their lady. A sinful tactic, don't know how to act shit. I was young and dumb and apologize for that bit. Watch my life go by with the quickness. Mesmerizing dipped in that evil side sickness. Seeing all the women lust for me. And looking at the people who never even loved me. As the smoke clears and everything settles, I hope the dry blood puts the pedal to the metal. Cause I'm sitting at the bus stop waiting for death. I wonder where my soul will lay to rest. Sitting at the bus stop waiting for death. My heart doesn't beat for life no more. Wondering where I go. Wondering where I go. Where you at? Sitting at the bus stop waiting for death. My heart doesn't beat for life no more. Wondering where I go. Wondering where I go. Where you at?
Oh, yeah, man. Y'all already know the new exclusive shit right here. My dog Goofy Bone holding it down. You know what I'm saying? Representing up in, you know, San Jose, California. You know what I'm saying? With that new hit right there, you know. And that give y'all something to look out for the new, you know what I'm saying, new CD out, man. Because if you remember the other joints, you know what I'm saying, before his computer crashed and shit, you know what I'm saying? He had a whole slew of hits. Then we had a little slowdown because motherfucking fuck knockers, you know what I'm saying, wanted to take a little time off and get caught up in pussy and shit. And, you know, slow down the goddamn projects and shit. But, you know, hey, like I tell any group of two or more out there, don't never depend on the next motherfucker to make you a goddamn star. Because a bitch will always hold up your motherfucking progress. Believe that. So sometimes, you know what I'm saying, you just got to do you. Don't do the group, do you. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, shouts out to Mari Torres. You know what I'm saying? And that she don't believe that I teach a language, bro. She don't believe I teach languages on Tuesday.
Oh, my God. This guy got black speaking German. He got Mexican speaking Vietnamese. His brother's doing it all.
And when you hear it, that's what makes it the goddamn funniest shit.
Hey, is Marty still on?
Yeah, man. I'm over here rubbing her feet virtually. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, well, tell Marty Torres I said, Sing Chow M.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah,
M La Mi Yay.
Sing Chow M La Mi.
And that is Vietnamese for all y'all. We're just wondering.
Yeah, Sing Chow is,
hello.
Hello. Yeah, Sing Chow. Shit, M Fong taught me a few little things, man.
M means girl.
Yeah. M Fong. Shout out to M Fong Media, man. You know.
Yeah, shout out to M Fong Media, too.
Still know what the
we
fuck going
you,
on, man.
Come home safe.
Hey, you got an address, bro?
I do, but right now I'm at Target with my
wife. Well, yeah, okay, so you do, though. But when you know what I'm saying, you get a chance, man, shoot me an address. Now, let me tell y'all something. I don't write motherfuckers in prison, and I don't write bitches in jail. Do your time, and get the fuck out. Don't bother me, because I don't want to do no time with you. Sorry, I didn't do the crime. When I go to jail, nobody don't write me shit. I don't ask for canteen. I don't ask for a motherfucking thing. I do my time, and I get the fuck back out. That's just real nigga shit. But M. Fong is a whole different situation, because she got put in that whole situation a little bit differently. So,
she got put in there because she had trust for some fucking asshole.
Yeah, basically.
And he did her dirty.
Basically.
Dirty.
Yeah. Oh, wait. She want me to talk in French. Listen, woman. French is next month. We are on AfriCon right now.
Hold on. Parlez-vous français?
Well, yeah, that's if you speak it. But then what you say
after
that.
Oh, okay.
Oui, oui.
Where the French fries at? Hey, but Smelly, I be driving right now, so I can't be up on the phone.
Oh,
and
man.
I know my pops don't know what to say. Here, Pop, say what's up to the world.
Hello there.
What's up? Oh, Papa Bone? You already know?
Hey, what's up, Papa Bone?
That's Papa Bone right there, ladies and gentlemen.
Papa
you know what I'm saying?
Papa Bone.
Yeah, that don't really sound right. Do it. Do that. Papa Bone, like, is he all right? Did he hurt himself?
Hey, tell fine ass Torres, I said what's up, and to everybody out there in the Starship Smelly Pride,
Bone's
got to get beamed off. You know, I got to drive Pops. Where are we going next, Pops? Oh, we're going to Lucky's next.
Lucky's? Ain't that cigarettes?
No. It's a department store. Not Lucky Strikes, motherfucker.
Now y'all going to the warehouse, pick up a pack, you know what I'm saying?
I'll check you later, man.
All right. Shouts out all my Blacksicans out there. You know, that's all my black Mexicans, you know what I'm saying? And, my Mexi-Blacks. And that's how we do it. Be my homeboy out, you know what I'm saying? Some Starship Smelly Pride. And, and also go to www.livestream.com/WDGE radio. On Tuesdays, I cut it back. I was doing it Monday through Friday, but then, you know, shit, the world don't want to see my nappy-headed ass on motherfucking video. So on Tuesdays, you can catch my nappy-headed ass on video live, teaching them a new language. You know what I'm saying? Because it seems to be a little bit easier for me to kind of, talk to the world over the cam. And then I can also show you the actual program, you know what I'm saying, while I'm teaching. So, you know, and that way you can go back to livestream.com/WDG Radio if you missed the actual live episode, and then you can see me sitting right there smoking weed, drinking, and teaching you a motherfucking language, the Southern hospitality way. Yeah, because that's how it gets down. So we have a great time, you know what I'm saying? You know, Krute to all my people out there. Krute means greetings, you know what I'm saying? And that's in the Afrikaans language. That's what we've been studying pretty much all month long. I've been doing about 2 months, and then we into this, well, about a month and a half. And then, you know, we're coming up next week will be our last week. We're learning numbers, you know what I'm saying? No means zero. N means one. Shit, I got to keep studying sets. I know a few of them, but we only went over that one time. So next week we'll be finishing up the numbers, cardinal numbers, you know what I'm saying? And that's what I do, man. I ain't trying to teach you to be fluent in the language. I'm just trying to give you the basics. Once you get the basics down, and you should be motivated to keep on, you know what I'm saying, moving on and learning it yourself. If not, I don't need to be around you anyway, because then you're going to hold me the fuck back. You know what I'm saying? And I don't need that. So, yeah.
Don't forget to check out DJ Smells So Good on the corner of 34th and Shelby Street in Tampa, Florida, bringing all the latest hits and old school gospel rap and slow jam.
That's real. And they also call me DJ FTP, which is DJ Fight the Power. Fuck the police, or fuck them pussy ass niggas, you know what I'm saying? Which is the motivation for me coming up with DJ FTP. For all you sweet ass niggas out there that act like you can't call me by my motherfucking name, Smell So Good, well, then be the bitch you are and call me DJ FTP. And that's real. And except for these
shit. Q phrase over here on Trey 4 with FTP. That's DJ Fight the Power, hanging out, doing what it do. We lit hanging out on the corner of Trey 4, always keeping it lit. That's well educated and literate, y'all. Don't forget about Chelsea down here with DJ FTP. Come on, hang out, get some of that fried fish, y'all.
Yeah, there we go. Nah, I ain't no comedian, baby. I'm just me. I don't know. I'm just mentally deranged like that. And I love listening to songs.
Titties and beer.
Oh, yeah.
Titties and beer.
Perfect combination, people.
I thank God Almighty for titties and
beer. Titties and beer.
I'm two-legged deer.
Titties and beer.
Thank God I ain't queer.
Titties and beer.
Titties and beer. Titties and beer.
Titties and beer. Great big titties in my beer. God damn it, I love those motherfucking titties.
White folks, and some drunk ass people. And Plies came up with the song perfectly when he say wasted. Yeah, white folks get wasted. I mean, you know, black folks, Puerto Rican, no, solo. Black folks get drunk. Puerto Ricans get wasted, too. Mexicans get wasted because y'all be on that goddamn Patron. That shit is liquid stomach lining killer. No way. No damn way. But white folks, they make a plan in their head. They say, when they step out the door, man, we're going to get shit-faced. And when you find a white boy to say that, or a white girl, you might want to stay the fuck away from them, because you ain't going to be able to keep up with them. They on a whole Irish-type drinking level. You know what I'm saying? Like,
wow. Congratulations.
I mean, for real, for real. So, yeah. Shouts out, man. Don't forget, don't be storing trash up in your house, because you know what the day is. You know what I'm saying? Now what I'm talking about. Shouts out all my Puerto Ricanos. You know what I'm saying? Out there holding it down real big. It's also another website, www.buensoft.com. Com. If you want to go out there and get some activities for your kids, these are a lot of activities. They're free downloads. But if you're trying to learn, this is really just for the Spanish, Hispanic language. You can go to www.buensoft.com, and the BYKI is really more, I guess, adult friendly. Even though kids will sit there and pick it up too, but the other site has a lot more, kid friendly little activities. You can play Space Invaders and all these other kind of old throwback games, but they're in the teaching of the actual language. So you'd be shooting letters and all this kind of stuff to spell out words, and, it's good for your memory. You know what I'm saying? So that's what it do. Don't forget, you got Miss Marty Torres coming up at, I believe, in about 2 hours, 4 o'clock my time, whenever the hell your time, Shit, I ain't no calculator translator, but, yeah, I'm on the Eastern Standard Time, so check her out. She has a very enlightening show, talk about relationships, deadbeat punk ass niggas, crapping ass females, which all punk ass people, period, can be brought up on her show. But just don't come with the bullshit. She will kick your ass up out of there, and that is real. And do not go dropping the F bomb like I was warned. That's out of my Torres for going off on old Smell, boy. Smell dropped those F bomb up in the room, boy. Yeah. She was about to go in on me. But I got much love for you, Mari. You know what I'm saying? And that's what we do. Keep it real big, man. So check her out. Mari Torres. That's M-A-R-I. And T-O-R-R-E-S. Mari Torres. If you go to www.blogtalkradio.com, just type that into the search, and it will pull up Miss Torres' show. Save her as a friend. You can also fave the show. It's a little heart by her player. If you click on that, it will, it'll put you on the show. So, peace out, everybody. Much love. Last song, man, I'm going to get is my nigga Six Figures, and this is called Money, and we are out the building. What up with your weekend, the Friday edition? Appreciate y'all riding out. Always remember, stay blessed and unstressed, and don't never believe what the fuck I tell you. Go read it for yourself.
Underground, I'ma shine. Booty in the guap, yeah, the money's on my mind. Fuck everything, I need my money all the time. Greenback stacking, drinking cognac with my wine. I'm headed to the top, underground, I'ma shine. Fuck what you talking about, what I really need is cash. I'm a greenback stacker, taking trips with the cash. Cognac tasting, blunts, breaks in my glass. Money is an object, it's all up in my raps. You know I money talk, but I really money flap. I'm an underground king, motherfucker, bet on that. I'm strong in the booth like a chopper cut loose. With a drum so big, have you shitting like a goose. But I'm climbing to the top, chasing paper like a fluke. And I'm making ill music, just spitting out the truth. My shit so fire, watch it wiggle out your tooth. If you still don't believe, just meet me in the booth. But I feel you suckers hating, cause I'm grinding in the booth. Niggas in my city won't download my truth. Sad story, just hating on they dude. So don't hit my line when you see me on your tube. Dude in the guap, yeah, the money's on my mind. Fuck everything, I need my money all the time. Greenback stacking, drinking cognac with my wine. I'm headed to the top, underground, I'ma shine. Booty in the guap, yeah, the money's on my mind. Fuck everything, I need my money all the time. Greenback stacking, drinking cognac with my wine. I'm headed to the top, underground, I'ma shine. Come back to you suckers while I'm chasing all my cash. You sitting at the house, breath stuck up on your ass.
I'm standing in the booth just spitting out my ass. I smell you from a distance with that hater type swag. But why you gotta hate? We can all get the cash. I think I kinda know you on that female type rag. You bleed in between, sit the P-type bag. I'm done with you suckers, man, I'm back to the cash. I gotta get the guap like a dirty fucking cop. Mind on my moolah, trying to get big stocks. I'm a first round nigga, guaranteed no flops. I'm really going hard in the booth, not stop. Independent grinding all the way to the top. Get up on my hype, watch the money start to talk. Grind till I shine with them toe tags. I'm always creeping out, just call me Kevin Ball. In the guap, yeah, the money's on my mind. Fuck everything, I need my money all the time. Bring back second, drinking cognac with my wine. I'm headed to the top, underground, I'ma shine. Gouda in the guap, yeah, the money's on my mind. Fuck everything, I need my money all the time. Bring back second, drinking cognac with my wine. I'm headed to the top, underground, I'ma shine.
Yo, check yourself, bruh, while you stuck up on the bottom. Ain't got no guap, now your bitch up on my follow. She said she like my scale, cause I'm cocky like Apollo. Download my music and she play it in the car load. Let my guap soak, cause I need it so pronto. Do the guap chasing, ching ching, that's the motto. Never turning back to the safest school with racks. Sling shooting versus main spitting hard crack. No bacon soda, I'm the mix to my raps. Like a fight night in Vegas, bet the eyes on the crack. North boy for show, putting highlands on the map. And my money on my mind, motherfucker, step back. Gouda in the guap, yeah, the money's on my mind. Fuck everything, I need my money all the time. Bring back second, drinking cognac with my wine. I'm headed to the top, underground, I'ma shine. Gouda in the guap, yeah, the money's on my mind. Fuck everything, I need my money all the time. Bring back second, drinking cognac with my wine. I'm headed to the top, underground, I'ma shine.